Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 21st of January. The Spirit of Jezebel. A particular expression of the spirit of disobedience is the spirit of Jezebel. This spirit is manifest in a church when the wife of a leader who has usurped his authority in their house presumes to bring direction and give instruction in the church. Jesus rebuked the presbytery in Thyatira for allowing a woman called Jezebel to teach and seduce his servants through this unsanctified speech. Professing to be a prophetess, her alternative gospel promoted the acceptability of mixture in families and in the church under the guise of Christian love. It was not the bread of sincerity and truth belonging to the true feast of Passover, but was another food altogether. It was a message celebrating self-righteousness, sophistication, and idolatry. Jezebel loved the projection of her own style of motherhood. Her self-image was not godliness. It belonged to the spirit of harlotry. Christ brought a word to her through his messengers and in mercy gave her time to repent. However, she did not repent. Under the judgment of Christ, she became physically sick. Many other disasters came upon her and upon those who maintained her same attitude and opinions. Finally, her children fell away from Christ and died under the judgment of God. Jezebel was not a woman of faith. Her husband had also defaulted in relation to faith and was culpable for the destructive effect of his wife's influence in his house and in the church. Faith comes only by hearing the word of God, and this word does not come from the woman. Faith is a gift that comes with the word of God through the order of headship, and it enables obedience. Faith gives to us the freedom to choose to believe the word of truth. Accompanying this choice is the capacity to see the will of God accomplished as we do the works that Christ has already finished for us through his offering and suffering journey. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 2 verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 8 and 9, Revelation chapter 2 verses 20 to 23, Romans chapter 10 verse 17, and 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 11 and 12. For further study, Revelation chapter 2.